Bei mir im Studio sind jetzt Husky, der Namensgeber der Band, mit Noah und Gideon. Hello, guys.
Hey there. Hey.
You already know the studio. You've been here in 2012. What has changed since then?
Oh, wow. Since 2012. What's changed with us, or what's changed in the whole world?
With Husky and your band. And
yeah.
Maybe that's influenced by the changing world.
I'm sure it is. A lot's changed. We have a new album now and a whole bunch of new songs. We have a couple of new guys we're playing with in our rhythm section, really amazing guys who live in Berlin. And we also have been living in Berlin for the last 6 months, so that's been a big change as well.
Es hat sich einiges verändert, sagt Husky, seit 2012, seit Sie das letzte Mal hier bei uns im Detektor FM Studio waren. Sie haben die letzten 6 Monate in Berlin gelebt und haben dort auch mit vielen Berliner Künstlern zusammengearbeitet und haben jetzt ein neues Album, neue Songs rausgebracht. This new album, Rucker's Hill, is named after a suburb near Melbourne, where you used to live before living in Berlin. That sounds kind of nostalgic and homesick. What does this title mean to you?
Yeah, it's a place in Melbourne where I used to live just before we started touring a lot. So I left that house to go on tour, and it's a really nice spot in Melbourne where you can, especially at night, you can see the lights of the city in the distance. And I guess I spent a lot of time around there, and a lot of songs and stories from the album took place in Rucker's Hill and in that time in my life, which is a time that's gone now. You know, I left it behind when we left to go on tour around the world.
But do you still have some influences from Rucker's Hill, even when making music in Berlin?
I mean, you know, everything that happens in your life, everywhere you've lived, and all the sort of people you've met influence you in some way, I suppose. So I think, yeah, Rucker's Hill will always be an influence on me and what I write and what I do.
Das neue Album heißt Rucker's Hill. Das ist ein Viertel in Melbourne. Dort hat Husky gelebt, lange Zeit, bevor er viel getourt hat. Und natürlich verbindet er da ganz viele Erinnerungen, ganz viele Geschichten, die dort passiert sind. Und die haben auch seine Musik beeinflusst. Und ich habe ihn gefragt, ob das sich dann auf die Berliner Zeit auch ausgewirkt hat, ob er in Berlin immer noch dieses Rucker's Hill-Gefühl hat. Und ja, natürlich, irgendwie ist es noch dabei. Wie jeder Ort, wo man gelebt hat, nimmt man dann natürlich was mit. Und es wird auf ewig ihn irgendwie beeinflussen. You've come to us with different songs. You're going to play 2 songs here live. Which one is the first song you're going to perform?
Which song are we going to do?
I guess let's start with Drunk, maybe.
Drunk. Okay, so let's start with Drunk.
Okay. Here we go.
They melt away in summers that go by like golden movies. We grew up so fast, and even when you have it all, you want what you don't have much more, and that is all that lasts. Now feed the fire that you started. Walk the wire, empty-hearted. I was just a drunk back then, writing notes I'd never sent. Come on back, I need you home. I know it's strange, but when in Rome, I feel the time is coming for you, for me. For everybody, do you have a light, my friend? Or can you tell me where the road might bend up ahead? And can you take me somewhere else? The past, the future, this moment won't stop until I'm dead. Feed the fire that you started. the wire, empty hearted. I was just a drunk back then, writing notes I'd never send. Come on back, I need you home. I know it's strange, but when it home, I feel the time is coming. For you, for me, for everybody. Years they melt away in summers that go by like golden movies. We grew up so fast. I was just a drunk back then, writing notes I'd never send. Come on back, I need you home. I know it's strange, but when it moans, I feel the time is coming. And I feel the time is coming. But I feel the time is coming. For you, for me, for everybody.
Drunk von Husky in der Detektor FM Session. I read that you borrowed a typewriter from your father to write lyrics. Was this song written on this typewriter?
This song was not written on the typewriter, no.
But what does it... is it a difference to write using a typewriter or a pen or a computer?
Yeah, I was experimenting with different ways of writing, and that included, writing in different places at different times of day, even wearing different clothes. It was an experiment. And the typewriter, it was a different feeling writing on the... Generally, I write on a computer. These days, I write on my iPhone, just on the, yellow note screen on my iPhone. But the typewriter had a kind of, I guess, the mechanical nature of it made it feel more like I was actually creating something.
What does a typewriter song sound like compared to an iPhone written song?
I think that's impossible to put in words.
Okay. Husky hat viel experimentiert mit dem Schreiben von Songs. Er hat verschiedene Aufschreibetechniken verwendet, also einen Computer. Er sagt, er schreibt jetzt heutzutage viel mit seinem Telefon auch. Er hat verschiedene Stifte verwendet. Er hat sich sogar anders angezogen. Und, darauf habe ich ihn angesprochen, er hat sich eine Schreibmaschine ausgeliehen von seinem Vater. Drunk, den Song, den wir gerade gehört haben, der wurde darauf nicht geschrieben. Aber andere, und er wollte einfach ausprobieren, was es mit einem macht, wenn man so verschiedene Medien nutzt, um zu schreiben. Rucker's Hill was mixed by Phil Eck, who worked with Fleet Foxes and the Shins. He's based in the US and you in Australia and then later in Berlin. So you had a time difference when producing the album. Was it difficult to work with this time shift?
The time difference was sometimes difficult. Working with him was amazing. That was a really great experience, especially... given that he's worked on so many records that we've loved for years and years, and it was a bit of a dream for us to work with him. But at the time, we were actually on tour, and so we were playing a show every night and finishing late and getting home late. But with the time difference, it meant that we had to be up often a few hours after we'd just gone to sleep and wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, and... start going through the first mixes that he'd sent through from America. So it was a pretty weird time, but it was great.
Sie haben mit Phil Eck zusammengearbeitet, was eine großartige Sache war für das letzte Album. Aber es war schwierig, weil er in den USA ist und dann natürlich die Zeitverschiebung dazu kam. Und weil das noch nicht kompliziert genug war, war das auch noch eine Zeit, wo sie getourt sind. Das heißt, sie hatten eh schon viel um die Ohren und mussten dann teilweise ganz spät nachts nochmal arbeiten oder nochmal aufstehen, um sich das anzuhören, was er geschickt hat. Und diese Zusammenarbeit wurde also dadurch komplizierter gemacht, aber sie haben es trotzdem gemacht und sind sehr glücklich darüber. You're on tour in Europe right now, and I noticed that you are a lot in Germany, maybe less in other countries, and you lived in Berlin. So what is your special connection to Germany?
It's our favorite country.
We love being here and playing here.
Why? Do you tell me that you love Germany because you're in Germany and on a German radio?
Yeah, we say that wherever we are. No, I'm joking. No, we've at the first time we ever played overseas was in Germany. So our first experience playing outside Australia was Germany, so it holds a special place in that way. We've also toured a lot in Germany. We started out on a tour with Boy. It was our very first tour in Germany and overseas was a tour with Boy in which we did 18 dates in Germany. So we've seen just about every corner of the country. And it's an amazing place to tour. The audiences are really great. It really like into music and respectful audiences, which is amazing for us. And Berlin in particular, which is where we've spent a lot of our time, is a great city. It's one of the world's great cities, and we wanted to experience it properly and be there for a while.
Deutschland ist für Sie ein spezielles Land, Ihr Lieblingsland, das erste Land, in dem Sie im Ausland getourt haben. Und Sie sind deswegen auch nach Deutschland gegangen, weil Sie sagen, hier sind die Leute musikverliebt. Sie sind ganz, ganz aufmerksam bei den Konzerten. Es ist toll, das mitzuerleben. You have another song for us? I hope so. Which one?
We do. We're going to play one of our songs called I'm Not Coming Back.
Okay.
Words out, come on, I'm not coming back. Draw the curtains, come on, that old sun is back. My hometown has cursed me lately. I'm not coming back. As that old tree came around, was the city burning golden as the sun came sliding down? And I sat there still, but in my mind I screamed goodbye, farewell to my hometown. I'm not coming back. Fire engine. Come on, there's a race to run. Throw your hat in. Come on, that's the starting gun. My hometown has cursed me lately. I'm not coming back. As that old tree came around, was the city burning golden as the sun came sliding down? And I sat there still, but in my mind I screamed goodbye, farewell to my hometown. Just can't tell,
you never can, son.
I hope I'm brave,
hope's no good.
I woke in fright,
the moon outside.
Sleep won't come,
it don't when you need it.
You just can't tell,
you never can, son.
I hope I'm brave,
hope's no good.
Bombay. As that old train came around, was the city burning golden as the sun came sliding down? And I sat there still in my mind, I screamed goodbye, farewell to my hometown.
I'm not coming back. I hope that's no message to us after coming to Detector FM for the second time.
Definitely not. If you'll have us back, we'll be here.
Great, thanks. Husky waren bei mir im Studio. Sie sind heute Abend in Leipzig im Täubchental und danach haben sie noch einige Konzerte in Deutschland, in Bremen, in Hannover, in Münster, in anderen Orten. Alle Termine gibt's auf Detector FM und auch die Session zum Nachhören und auch zum Anschauen. Thanks for visiting us, Husky. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.